Penguin Random House Audio presents Impossible Views of the World by Lucy Ives. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Monday. 1. The day Paul Quarrel vanished, it snowed. It being week one of April, the sky supplied a slush of frozen gobs, pea-sized hail. I make it sound worse than it was, but in fact, it was shitty. Emergency signage diverted me from the ground floor staff entry up the museum's palatial front steps. For once, not because of the perennial construction, but on account of a strike by security guards. It was a Monday, and this was the Central Museum's way of keeping costs down with whichever firm was temping. Limited permeability, etc. Probably unrelated, but no one had thought to put out any salt. The guards had a fierce and litigious union. Their strike was of the French variety and likely to meet with results. They had stayed pointedly home, but other dissenters were present. A couple of diehards swaddled in tarps still protested Van Zee's plans for the Nevada aquifer. At week five, their foam board was deteriorating. But the gist was the shame of privatizing a natural good. I hiked by with a nod. Van Zee was a Belgian corporation poised, if my Facebook feed was not entirely alarmist, to control a significant portion of the planet's groundwater. Van Zee was also supplying CMART with vital special exhibitions funding, a fact that would probably have kept me up at night had I not long ago abandoned all hope of an oligarch-free cultural landscape.